Louisiana Real Estate Headlines. LDEQ Environmental Permits, What LA Real Estate Pros Should Know. The Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality provides construction general permits as part of its mission to deliver comprehensive environmental protection that promotes health, safety, and welfare while balancing employment and economic development. Real estate professionals in LA need to understand LDEQ permit requirements when evaluating properties with construction activity, as environmental compliance directly impacts development timelines, property values, and deal viability. Review LDEQ's Construction General Permit FAQs to stay ahead of compliance issues on your transactions. h/deq.louisiana.gov/faq/category/22. Louisiana Real Estate Headlines. Louisiana Commission Rates Explained, Structures, Negotiation, and Legal Updates. A comprehensive guide breaks down average real estate commission rates in Louisiana, covering commission structures, negotiation strategies, and recent legal changes affecting commissions. LA agents and brokers need clear, current guidance on commission practices to stay competitive and compliant in an evolving market. Review the full guide to sharpen your commission strategy. /www.realestate.com/career-hub/blog/realestateagent-commission-in-Louisiana/. Louisiana Real Estate Headlines. Louisiana Assessor's Portal. Centralized access to parish parcel, tax, and GIS data. Louisiana Assessors is a single portal connecting users to all Louisiana parish websites for online parcel, tax digest, and GIS map searches by owner name, address, parcel number, legal description, or account number, with tools for sales searches, comparables, and local parish contact information. Real estate professionals in LA can streamline due diligence, valuation, and market research across all 64 parishes without navigating multiple disconnected systems. Bookmark ht.qpublic.net/LALAssessor/ for quick access to assessment records, tax exemptions, appeals processes, and GIS mapping for every Louisiana parish. Louisiana Real Estate Headlines. LCRA launches free online portal for LA land and marriage records. The Louisiana Clerk's Remote Access Authority now offers secure online access to Louisiana land records, mortgages and conveyances, and Louisiana marriage records through a free account system. Real estate professionals in LA can now streamline due diligence, verify chain of title, and confirm marital status impacts on property transactions without visiting clerk offices in person. Create your free account at esh.laclerksportal.org to start searching land and marriage records today. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners, regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.